Ksuvas Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis 7-2, and another Mishnah really, but there's a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama regarding a woman and her vows. The Mishnah says, Hamadir es ishto shlo titom echad mikol haperos. Literally means if a man takes a vow that his wife shall not eat from any particular fruit, produce. Of course, that's not the pshat, because he's not got the power to take such a nether, and that wouldn't even be a nether. So the point is that she took a nether, that she won't eat a particular type of produce, and he overhears, he learns about it. So since it's within his power, the husband's power, to be mayfair, to annul that vow, because it's considered a vow of inui nefesh, of some kind of self-abnegation, and if he doesn't do that, meaning he lets the vow stand, she could say, listen, I anticipated you would annul my vow and you didn't. That being the case, it's evident that he really doesn't have her best interests at heart in general, and that's simply a deal breaker for a marriage. And therefore, Yotzi Viten Ksuba, immediately he must, that's grounds for divorce, so he has to divorce her and give her Ksuba payment. Now, a literal reading of the Mishnah, besides for sounding like he is the active party when really it's she is the one who made the nether, also sounds like she takes a vow against eating any types of produce. That Tosfos says is impossible, because if one takes a nether that is Yifshar Lakaima, one simply couldn't live up to the demand of that commitment, which would be the case if a woman said she's not eating any produce, and no food essentially, so then that such a nether is not binding. So the case here is that she named a particular type of fruit. She said she's not eating pickles or apples, and he lets that stand. And since he let it stand, it's as if he is the one who forswore the apples or the pickles, whatever it is, from her. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Similar to the previous Mishnah, he's concerned about people getting divorced. He wants to keep marriages together. And therefore he says, if it's a very small amount of time that she committed, she swore off eating the apples or the pickles, whatever it is, so then that's something that's, the fact that the husband let that stand and didn't annul the vow doesn't necessarily indicate that he, doesn't like her. And that being the case, so if it's a short window, the marriage can persist. So how short is that window? Says Rabbi Yehuda, be Yisrael, if we're talking about a husband who's not a Kohen, then Yom Echad Yikayim, Shnaim Yotzi Viten Ksuba. If it's for just one day that she can't eat those pickles or whatever it is she swore off, so then that's not grounds for divorce. But more than one day, even the second day, then it would be time to give her Ksuba. And just make sure we're clear, because this is going to come up again and again in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says one day is acceptable, two not, it doesn't mean that in the event that she took a vow for 2 days and he didn't annul it on the first day, they don't get divorced till the second day. No. Since his opting to not annul the vow even on that first day indicates he hasn't got her best interests at heart, he maybe hates her, whatever the story is, that being the case, it's grounds for divorce immediately. The point here, Rabbi Yehuda says, is if it's just for one day, maybe, he let that stand for whatever reason. So by Yisrael and non-Kohen, it's one day, Yikayim, the marriage can stand, Shnaim Yotfit and Ksuba, Uva Kohenes, if we're talking about the wife of a Kohen, so then, of course, if they would get divorced, they can't get remarried. So he's giving a little more time. Shnaim Yikayim Shlosha Yotzi Viten Ksuba. 2 days. Having sworn off for eating whatever it is for 2 days is, if he didn't annul it, not grounds for divorce. But if it were 3 days or longer, then yes, Yotzi Viten Ksuba. He would have to divorce her and give her Ksuba. Halacha follows the Tana Kama, however, which means if he hears about her even swearing off for any amount of time, even one type of produce, and he doesn't annul it, and he could have, so therefore that's grounds for divorce, because she will say, how can I live with such a man who doesn't care about me? I thought he would hear about it and annul my vow. He didn't. Obviously, he has not got my interest in heart. He hates me. And that being the case, I can't go on with this marriage. And the Chazal agree, she need not go on with the marriage. That's grounds for divorce and her getting her full Ksuba payment.